Children, today we will concentrate the last module of chapter 4, metals and non-metals. So here, before going to start the module 3 or last module, we will wind up or we will revise previous knowledge. We will recollect our previous knowledge, what we have studied in module 2. In module 2, we discuss the different types of materials, metals and non-metals, physical properties of metals, that is physical properties of metals, lustrous, sonorous, malleable, ductile and good conductors of heat and electricity. Then next their ductility. What is ductility? Metals can be drawn into wires. Sonorous. What is sonorous? They produce sound. Then they make very good malleability. What is malleability? Metals can be beaten into sheet. Then metals are the good conductors of heat and electricity. They conduct the heat and electricity. The metals are very hot. Although all the metals are very hot, some exception also available. The examples what we have studied, iron, copper, aluminium, magnesium are the examples of metals. Iron, copper, aluminium are the examples of metals. Now let us go through, let us study that physical properties of non-metals. These are all the last class we studied, in module 2 we studied. So let me just wind up, revise these physical properties of non-metals. Physical properties of non-metals, they are non-sonorous, they are very brittle, breakable, poor conductors of heat and electricity. Poor conductor of heat and electricity. They are non-malleable. They cannot be beaten into very thin sheets. Then they do not produce sound. Non-sonorous. They break down very easily. Brittle. And moreover, they are also not good conductors of heat and electricity. Poor conductors of heat and electricity. What are the examples? Carbon, oxygen, phosphorus, all these things are examples of non-metals. When you see the metals like sodium, potassium, they are also metals, but they are not very hard. They are not very hard. They can be cut with knife. They can cut with knife. They are very soft. Mercury is the only metal which is in liquid state. Mercury is the only metal which is in liquid state. Then next, physical properties, that is over. Then chemical properties. What are the various chemical properties? The sulfur reacts with oxygen, which produce sulfur dioxide. Reaction of non-metals with oxygen. Non-metal, sulfur. Sulfur reacts with oxygen, produces its oxide, sulfur dioxide. When sulfur dioxide is added with water, sulfurous acid is formed. The sulfurous acid is changed blue litmus to red. Shows that it is acidic in nature. So metal oxides are, what about these metals? Metal oxides are basic in nature. When magnesium oxide is added with water and tested with red litmus, then it red turns into blue, which shows that it is a basic nature. Then reaction with oxygen, rust formation, all these things we have seen. This is module 2 out of 3. Now today what we are going to read, what we have to study, module 3 we have to study. So children, today we will read the chemical properties of metals and non-metals. Chemical properties of metals and non-metals. In slide 1, chemical properties of metals and non-metals are given. How they react with water? Potassium and sodium reacts with water very vigorously. Sodium metal reacts with vigorously with oxygen. And water, lot of heat is produced. Heat is generated. Therefore, what happens? The sodium metal is stored in kerosene. kept in the kerosene, they react with oxygen very vigorously, and water also. During this reaction, a lot of heat is produced. Therefore, generally in the lab, it is kept in the kerosene. Same way, phosphorus is also very reactive non-metal. It is stored in water. This phosphorus is also very reactive non-metal kept in the water. This is about properties, chemical properties of metals and non-metals given in the slide 1. Slide 2 will continue the same chemical properties, but how do they react with acids? How the metals and non-metals react with acids? Metals react with acids to form hydrogen gas with a pop sound. So you might have done in the lab also, very nice pop sound will come. The non-metals generally do not react with acids. The main important difference between these metals and non-metals is metals react with acids to form hydrogen gas as well as pop sound. Sound is produced, whereas non-metals generally they do not react with acid. And this is the difference between how metals react with acids and the non-metals react with acids. For example, this copper node does not react with dilute hydrochloric acid. The copper does not react with dilute hydrochloric acid, but it reacts with sulfuric acid. Then we'll move on to next slide, slide 3, chemical properties, same continuation. How they react with bases, how metals react with bases. Metals react with sodium hydroxide to produce hydrogen gas with a pop sound. It shows that the pop sound indicates that the presence of hydrogen gas. We will come to know that because of this pop sound, hydrogen gas is released, right? Presence of hydrogen gas. The reaction of non-metals with base is very complex, so we will move on to next slide. Slide 4, the continuation of chemical properties, displacement reaction. The displacement reaction is also very important. In lower class also you might have studied. Here little detail, we read in detail. More reactive metals replace less reactive metals. More reactive metals replace less reactive metal. So one metal displaces another metal from its compound in aqueous solution. One metal displaces another metal from its compound in aqueous solution. For example, now when copper sulfate is react with zinc, zinc sulfate is produced. That is when zinc is react with the copper sulfate. When you put the zinc in the copper sulfate solution, take a copper sulfate solution in a test tube and put little pieces of these zinc granules, and the zinc will replace copper. Why? Because the zinc is more reactive. Zinc will replace copper. Why? Because zinc is more reactive than copper. Therefore, zinc replaces copper. Zinc replaces copper, zinc sulfate is formed, copper is separated. So this is the way how we have to see displacement reaction. That's what I told you, more reactive metals replace less reactive metals. Zinc is more reactive than copper, therefore zinc replaces or displaces copper. One more example also given, that is copper sulfate plus iron. Copper sulfate plus iron, when you put some iron nails, you know, rusted iron nails or iron nails, when you put in the copper sulfate solution, then iron sulfate is formed. Iron sulfate is formed, and copper from copper sulfate solution is removed or displaced. Here iron is more reactive than copper. So the iron reacts with copper solution and displaces, replaces copper from its solution. So iron sulfate is formed, copper is separated. Here iron is more reactive than copper, therefore iron displaces or replaces copper. So children, these are all some of the important reactions of metals and non-metals with water, acids. Next, we'll concentrate some activities to show that reaction of sodium metal with water. This is very simple experiment. In the lab also you can do it. So what will you do? We have to take very small piece of sodium metal. Very small piece like a wheat grain. You have to a pair of tongs. You must do it under the observation of your science teacher. And you should be handled very carefully. So what is the procedure? What we have to do is take a 250 ml beaker. Take a 250 ml beaker or a glass tumbler and fill it with water. Cut a small piece of sodium metal very carefully. Then dry the piece of sodium metal and wrap it in a small piece of cotton. Put the wrapped sodium piece into the beaker containing water. Put gently the sodium piece into the beaker which contains water and observe carefully. Touch the beaker. Test the solution with red and blue litmus paper. So we will observe that sodium metal reacts vigorously with water, and when you touch the beaker, it will be very hot. The beaker becomes very hot during the reaction, and also the solution turns red litmus paper into blue. Clear? So the metals like sodium are very reactive. They react vigorously with water. To show that only this activity. So this activity is very simple only. You can do it in the lab under the able guidance of your teachers. Next, one more activity also we'll see that. To show the reaction of metals with strong bases. Use a plastic spatula to handle the pellets of sodium hydroxide. Dissolve 3-4 pellets of sodium hydroxide in a 5 ml of water in a test tube. Drop a piece of aluminium foil into the test tube. What we have to do is, spoon like structure is there, that is called spatula, we have to take to use the take out the pellets of sodium hydroxide. Drop a piece of aluminium foil into the test tube. Bring a burning matchstick near the mouth of the test tube and observe very carefully. The burning matchstick extinguishes with a pop sound. Metals like aluminium react with a strong base to produce hydrogen gas. Let me repeat again, to show the reaction of metals with a strong base. Sodium hydroxide is a very strong base, so it has to take a very small spoon, yes, to handle the pellets of sodium hydroxide is taken. Dissolve 3-4 pellets of sodium hydroxide in 5 ml of water. Take test tube and put little sodium hydroxide, few drops of sodium hydroxide of water in a test tube. Put a piece of aluminium foil into the test tube. Bring a burning matchstick near the mouth of the test tube and observe carefully. The burning matchstick extinguishes with a pop sound. So metals like aluminium react with strong base to produce hydrogen gas. So children, these are all some of the important chemical reactions of metals and non-metals. Now let us see that last part in this module 3, last module, uses of metals. As you know that metals are used everywhere in making machineries, industries, automobiles, car, bus, all these things are manufactured by using these metals. So it plays an important role in construction of bridges, aeroplanes, trains, satellites, industrial gadgets, cooking utensils, cooker, pressure cooker, all these things, you know, they are using metals only. So the metals are used on a large scale. So these are all the some of the uses of metals. The same way, uses of non-metals. Uses of non-metals. Non-metals are also used equally. Fertilizers to increase the growth, fertile, to make the soil fertile, fertilizers are added. They consist of non-metals. And water purification, the manufacture of antiseptics. So the crackers, firecrackers, all these things are used. All these things are used because of non-metals. Non-metals are used in all these uses, like such as fertilizers, purification of water, manufacture of antiseptics, crackers. So these are all the some of the uses of important uses of metals as well as non-metals, children. Okay, then let us wind up this. With this, we complete this chapter, metals and non-metal chapter 4. Let me wind up and we'll discuss. I wind up what we have discussed so far in module 3. Module 3 of chapter 4, metals and non-metals. Metals are lustrous, very bright, malleable. Malleable means beaten into sheets, ductile, drawn into wires, and they are very good conductors of heat and electricity. The non-metals are just opposite to that. They are not very hard, they are brittle, breakable very easily, poor conductors of heat and electricity. Non-lustrous, very dull appearance. Metals react with oxygen to form its oxide. We have said iron is a metal, reacts with oxygen, forms its iron oxide. So metal reacts with oxygen to form its oxide. Non-metals do not react with water. And metals react with acids to produce hydrogen gas. And displacement reaction also we have seen, more reactive metals displace less reactive metals. More reactive metals replace less reactive metals. In the example also we have seen, the displacement reaction, more reactive metals displace as less reactive metals. In the example we have seen, copper sulfate plus zinc, zinc sulfate is formed, copper is separated. Zinc is more reactive metal, it reacts with zinc, copper sulfate, and replaces copper from copper sulfate. That copper sulfate, the same way, one more example also studied, it is given in your slide also. The copper sulfate is reacting with iron, iron sulfate is formed. The iron is more reactive than copper, therefore iron displaces copper. So these are all about the some of the reactions, displacement reaction, how metals react with water, how they react with acids, how they react with oxygen. Now last part, uses of metals. What we have seen, what we have studied in uses of metals. Metals are used in making machinery, bridges and automobiles, engineering, aeroplanes, construction of aeroplanes, manufacturing of aeroplanes, aircrafts, trains, satellites, industrial gadgets, cooking utensils. So all these things we have studied in the uses of metals. Same way, uses of non-metals. Uses of non-metals. Non-metals are used for making manufactured fertilizers, for water purification, and manufacturing of antiseptics, crackers, etc. So children, with this we complete this module 3 of chapter 4, last module 3, chapter 4, metals and non-metals. Okay, thank you.